Listen to this news. EU New Zealand unveil landmark trade deal, a leap in bilateral exchange. The European Union and New Zealand ceremonially endorsed an expansive free trade accord, a strategic move that, according to Brussels projections, is poised to augment bilateral commercial exchanges by an impressive margin of 30% within a decade. The pact, first agreed upon in June 2022, took 4 years of robust discussions to reach a consensus, marking a significant milestone in global economic diplomacy. The European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, characterized the agreement as ambitious and very well balanced. This characterization suggests that the pact's provisions are intended to enhance the mutual economic interests of both parties while simultaneously promoting sustainable development goals. New Zealand is a key partner for us in the Indo-Pacific region, and this free trade agreement will bring us even closer together, the EU chief said from Brussels. New Zealand's Prime Minister Chris Hipkins echoed these sentiments, anticipating substantive new economic opportunities that would be of huge benefit to both partners. The EU is currently New Zealand's third largest trading partner, with bilateral trade standing at approximately €9 billion, $9.9 billion, last year. The lion's share of the trade involves New Zealand exporting wines, fruit, and meat to the EU. Brussels further estimates that EU exports to the South Pacific nation could potentially swell by an additional €4.5 billion annually. In a similar vein, EU investment in New Zealand is projected to progressively surge by as much as 80%, heralding an era of unprecedented economic integration between the two economies. A unique feature of this deal is its emphasis on sustainable development, marking the first inclusion of such a section in an EU trade agreement. Commitments to uphold the Paris Climate Agreement, aiming to limit global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius, were also incorporated. This pact sets a precedent for future trade deals, driving just and green growth while reinforcing Europe's economic security, said von der Leyen. To take effect, the agreement requires approval from the European Parliament and ratification in New Zealand, where the economy recently slipped into a recession. Hence, while the path has been paved for a potentially transformative trade relationship, the final implementation remains contingent on the diplomatic and legislative processes of both parties. Latest news. India, Malaysia spark trade revolution with rupee transactions.